I'm grateful for the way you take care of me. Everybody kind of watches to make sure that I'm comfortable, and I'm just happy to be here and to be able to share with you today.
我非常感谢你们都这么照顾我，我就是非常的感谢今天我能够在这边跟你们讲圣经。
Before I begin my message, I would just like to bring you up to date on and knowing that you have been praying for my wife Martha.
那我在讲到之前呢，就跟你们汇报一下我太太 Martha 姐妹的一些事情。
Her condition is day by day and it's about the same. She's not eating, she's not able to be out of bed, not talking, and hospice says it could be any time now.
她现在是不能吃也不能喝，只是睡着。那个医院说呢，就是就在这段时间就不久了，就是。
When that day comes and she goes home to be with Jesus, I will let you know because I'm going to shout, she's with Jesus.
有一天她要去天家的时候，我就会告诉你们，大声的呼唤，她在主的怀抱里边了。
When I started my journey as a Christian, my parents were very influential in helping me to grow.
我年轻的时候成为基督徒的时候，我父母帮我成为成长。
They helped me to form some spiritual habits along the way.
他们帮助我在属灵的里面成长。
One of the first habits that they taught me on the journey was the habit of prayer.
第一个习惯就是他们教我要祷告。
I remember at every meal, as well as when I went to bed each night, my parents would pray with me.
每次吃饭前，每次睡觉前，我的父母都告诉我祷告。
Maybe prayer has become a spiritual habit for you as well.
让这个属灵的祷告也变成你们的习惯。
If not, I would encourage you to begin that in a simple way, praying before you eat, praying before you go to bed, praying when you get up in the morning.
要是没有的话呢，就请你们也养成习惯，每次吃饭之前、睡觉之前、早上醒来都祷告。
Someone has said prayer changes things.
有人说祷告会改变一切。
And I believe that with all of my heart.
我从内心深处相信祷告是能够成为一切的。
The next spiritual habit that my parents taught me was to read God's word.
第二个属灵的习惯就是阅读圣经。
So every day I was encouraged to take a few minutes just to read a passage of scripture.
每天我都要鼓励自己从圣经当中学一段。
As I look back, I remember many of those passages from time to time.
从我回看我的过去，每天我从学习的一段圣经中。
I would encourage you to spend time reading God's word daily.
我要激励你们大家也每天从圣经上学一段。
Let me ask you a question.Do you believe that every day you waste at least 15 minutes?
我问你个问题，你们每天会不会都浪费15分钟？
If your answer is yes, let me encourage you to take that 15 minutes and begin to read God's word.
如果是你说是的话呢，那我就鼓励你，你就用这15分钟来学习神的话语。
It will change your day and life.
这会改变你的生命。
The next thing that my parents and other people taught me as a spiritual habit was to begin memorizing God's word.
第三个呢，我父母教导我的习惯就是背诵他的话。
And to this very day, I continue to try to memorize one verse a month.
到我这个年纪呢，我每天每个月还要背诵他的一句话。
I find it very often that that verse is helpful in the situations of everyday life.
每天这句话呢，会帮助我每日的生活。
But one spiritual habit that no one ever encouraged me to do was praising God.
但是没有一个人告诉我一个好的习惯，就是赞美。
A few months ago, a person said to me, Are you a praising person?
有一天有一个人问我，你是不是一个赞美的人？
Well, I had to admit that I sing praises in church, but I'm not really a praising person.
我不是很赞美的人，我只是在教会当中赞美。
And so I began to think about it. What would be beneficial in my spiritual life to become a praising person?
然后呢，我就在想自己怎么样能够成为一个赞美的人。
And so I would encourage you this morning to become a praising person if you are not.
因为让我现在来鼓励你们，让你们大家都成为一个有赞美的人。
I'm going to look at several things this morning that we can benefit from when we become a praising person.
我们看一看今天早上我们有几件事情可以来赞美主。
I love the scripture that you read this morning from Psalm 105.
今天我们学习的诗篇第105篇。
Praise the Lord, rejoice, shout, give him all the glory.
你们要赞美耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为。
We're going to base most of what we have to say on this verse as a direction for our life.
让我们用这些呢来指导我们每日的行动。
So let me tell you the first thing that I discovered praising will help you with.
让我来发现这个赞美的对我们生活的作用。
Praising will lift your spirits.
赞美会让你的圣灵，他们在你的灵命有提高。
All of us go through times, maybe daily, weekly, monthly, where we're discouraged about something.
我们每天每周都会遇见一些事情。
It might be about our health. It might be about finances. It might be about things that are happening around us.
有一些呢是我们身体的、经济的，或者是我们碰到的事情。
But we find that in the midst of our discouragement that the Bible says we need to be a praising people.
我们遇到这些事情的时候呢，就像诗歌里说的，我们要成为赞美的人。
The psalmist asked a very interesting question. Why is my heart so sad?
诗歌中说，为什么我的心那么忧伤？
I will find hope in God when I praise His name.
我要找到我的主来赞美他。
We need to remember and praise God for all of the blessings that He has provided.
我们要记得他为我们做的一切事情，我们要赞美神。
I look over all of the years that I have been a Christian and I will say that some of the happiest times have been when I've been rejoicing and praising God for His blessing.
在这么多年来，我常常在很多喜乐的事情中可以找到的赞美。
We recognize that the world is searching for hope today.
我们知道整个世界都在寻找希望。
And our hope comes in the one in whom we praise and give glory to.
我们的希望就是我们的神，我们赞美的神。
As we worship and are reminded through the worship songs, even as we sang this morning, our hearts should rejoice.
我们敬拜我们的神，我们赞美他，我们的心就欢喜。
It's rather interesting. This is the third service I've been in today.
这是我第三次的讲道。
I started with a very early service, which was all in Tongan language.
我最早的服事呢是通家的话语。
I didn't understand a word.
但是我一点都不懂他们的话。
But it brought joy to my heart because they were praising God.
但是我心里喜悦，因为他们都赞美主。
I was at the service at the church that I pastor in downtown Sacramento then.
我在州府的中心在教会的时候。
I understood every word.
我可以明白所有的话语。
I understood every song.
我可以明白
My spirit was lifted because we were rejoicing in how good God is.
我的圣灵都是被提起来的原因是因为我们都是那么欢喜的赞美主。
And here I am today.
今天我在这里。
I'm with you. I didn't understand all of the words.
我今天也不明白你们的中文。
But I understood the tunes that was, you were singing to. They lifted my spirit. They made me feel good. I'm praising God. It is good news, my friends.
我听见那些旋律，我都明白，我的心就非常的喜悦。这是一个大好的消息啊！
So praising God lifts our spirits.
所以赞美主，让我们的圣灵得到提升。
And that can happen on a daily basis. It doesn't have to happen only in church.
让我们的赞美不仅发生在我们的教会当中。
Another thing that praising helps us with.
另外一件事情让我们赞美的是。
It helps us to sense the presence of God.
让我们在主面前，在现在这个的时候。
Someone said to me the other day, I don't feel the presence of God right now.
我没有感到神在目前与我同在。
I simply responded by saying, God is present all the time.
我就直接跟他讲，神时时的与我们同在。
And although I may not sense it at that moment, I want you to be confident as believers. He is present.
我告诉你们，神就是与我们同在。他就在这里。
The only reason that we feel a lack of presence is because we've moved away from God. God's never moved away from us.
如果你感到他不在的话，是因为你自己离开了神，而不是神离开了我们。
We have put God to the side. We have not put him first. We've not prayed. We've not trusted him.
我们把神放在一边，没有把他放在前面，没有把他放在重要的位置。
So I want daily not only to be energized by God, but I want to feel His presence.
我要大家都感觉到每日每时他都与我们同在。
Another thing that praising brings to us, it praising enlarges our perception of God or our picture of God.
我们的赞美可以让我们的神更加的伟大。
I have a lady in our church who's not able to see very well.
我在一个我们的教会里边，她的教会里边有一个女士姐妹，她的眼睛不太好。
The most important thing she brings besides her Bible is a magnifying glass.
她除了带一本圣经以外，还带一个很大的放大镜。
And I watch as the service begins, she takes her magnifying glass out of her bag and begins to follow the words.
她每次开始的时候呢，就从她的包里边拿出她的放大镜，每一个字一个字的看。
You know what the magnifying glass does? It enlarges the words so she can see them.
你知道放大镜可以放大每一个字，她可以看见了。
When God magnifies his presence in our praise, he begins to enlarge his being in our life.
神如在我们用放大镜，神就在我们面前就更加伟大，更加在我们面前了。
Brothers and sisters, I simply say to you, God gets bigger.
弟兄姐妹们，我告诉你们，神是越来越大，越来越伟大。
And that's what we want every day in our life.
这就是我们每天所要需要的。
And as God gets bigger, our problems get smaller.
神变得伟大，我们的问题就变得越来越小。
And so our focus ought to be on a big God.
然后我们要专注我们伟大的神。
And I simply say it's your choice.
这是你们的选择。
You can choose to have a big God, or you can choose to let your problems be bigger.
你们要选择伟大的神，还是选择你们大的问题？
I'm going to choose God as a bigger God.
我要选择伟大的神。
Well, another thing that praising brings.
再一个，怎么样来赞美主？
Praising brings solutions to difficult things in our life.
赞美可以解决我们生活中很难的、艰难的问题。
I can't tell you how many times in a week or a day, my stomach forms a knot because of not being able to answer certain questions.
有的时候我就很。
But as I begin to praise God and I look back and I begin to see His blessings, He begins to answer those questions that I have.
有的时候我很纠结，不知道怎么样回答这些问题，但是我赞美主，这些问题呢就会迎刃而解了。
It is good to know that there's a God who loves us so much that He wants to help us with our everyday difficulties along the way.
我要告诉你们，我们伟大的神，他在每天帮助我们解决任何一件事情。
Well, let me just say there's a few more things that praising God brings.
让我再跟你们说几件事情，赞美。
Let me come back to our passage in Psalm 105.
然后我们再回到我们的诗篇第105篇。
Thank God. Pray to Him.
感谢主，赞美他。
Tell everybody you come in contact with what He's done for you.
告诉你所有的人，他做了什么，为你们做了什么。
Count your blessings.
数算他的恩典。
And as you count your blessings and you're praising Him, He not only becomes bigger, but He begins to bless your life.
你数算他的恩典，不仅是他，使他更伟大，然后又成为你每天的生活。
Brothers and sisters, our problems focus on the negative.
我们的问题呢，常常是负面的。
But praising Him focuses on the positive. It focuses on God's love.And His ability to meet our needs.
赞美他就会变得正面，然后就会变得积极。
Another thing that praise brings to us, it brings us, it enlists God's protection.
再下面一个就是我们的神给我们带来的保护。
I love reading the Old Testament.
我特别喜欢旧约。
In 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter,
在历代志下二十章
we read an interesting account of the Israelites. We read an interesting account
我们阅读它一个比较
of the Israelites.
以色列的那些故事
The Israelites were under threat of war from three different countries.
有三个国家要来攻打他们。
The Israelites did not have the strength of the army nor the battle tools in order to win.
他们的军队装备什么都不够去攻打那些敌人。
As you read the chapter, you find that the king began to pray.
你们看到第二十章中，你就看到他的国王就开始祷告了。
He asked God to begin to give them leadership.
他祷告主，祷告神，让他成为他们的领导。
And to provide answers.
然后给他们解答。
And God did exactly that.
然后我们的神就帮助了他们。
The king was told to gather his troops.
那个国王被要求把他们所有的人召集起来。
And they were to go out and march towards the enemy.
然后就在外面走到城外进行就是踏步。
But before they started, the king said, "There's something more important that I need to do."
在他们走出城外的时候，他说有一件事情更重要的，我要告诉你们。
The king said, "God's ordered me to gather a group of people that will form a choir."
他说神告诉我要有一个赞美乐队乐队。
And he put the choir in front of the army.
在那个赞美的乐队放在这个行军的部队的前面。
And they began to march towards the enemy.
他们向敌人走去。
And they started singing and praising God.
他们开始唱歌、唱诗，然后赞美主。
They were rejoicing in His goodness.
他们就非常的喜悦。
They were singing how He was going to defeat the enemy.
他们唱诗歌，他是怎么样打败。
They were praising God.
他们赞美主，赞美神。
And as they were doing so, the enemy became so confused.
当他们唱歌的时候，那些敌人全都就糊涂了。
They started to fight amongst each other.
他们自己攻打自己。
And the Bible tells us that the enemy dissolved themselves as they fought against each other.
他们自己把自己都全部打败了。
The Israelites didn't raise a sword.
他们根本就没有拔刀拔枪。
They didn't raise an arm.
他们也没有举出
拳头。The Israelites began to praise God, and when they praised God, God gave them victory.
他们就只是赞美主，赞美主，然后他们就得胜了。
Sisters and brothers, I'm excited to say to you this morning, no matter what you face,
弟兄姐妹，不管你们遇到什么，
begin to praise God and give Him all the glory.
让我们赞美主，赞美主，赞颂，赞扬主。
For salvation,
为我们的救主。
That He cares for you, that He provides for you.
他是那么的帮我们，他是那么的关心我们。
And that He one day you will share with Him in eternity forever.
他带到我们永久。
For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain, the Bible says.
我们的肉体的死亡，实际是与主的和好。
And what will you gain? I simply say to you this morning, you will gain everything.
我们肉体死亡以后，就会得到所有的一切。
All because you're a praising person.
那主要的原因就是我们赞美主。
Well, let me just mention one more.
让我最后说一个。
I'll get excited about this one too.
然后我就非常的激动地告诉你们。
I just think, you know, when we praise God, He breaks the chains and He opens the doors.
当我们赞美主的时候，他把门的锁链都打开了。
You remember the story in the book of Acts?
你还记得吗？那个就是我们现在在查的使徒行传。
The Apostle Paul was in prison.
使徒行传那个保罗在监狱里面。
Silas was in prison.
塞路斯也在监狱里面。
They were chained to the guards.
他们被锁住了。
The doors were locked tight.
那个铁门也关上了。
And you know what Paul and Silas did?
保罗和塞路斯他们做了什么？
They began to sing praises to God.
他们只是歌唱赞美主。
You know what the Bible says that happened?
你知道圣经里面说了什么吗？
The foundation of the prison shook.
这好像地震一样，整个的监狱就震动了。
The doors opened.
全部的门都打开了。
The chains dropped.
然后所有的锁链打开了。
Off of every prisoner.
每个人的脚链、锁链都打开了。
Why? Because they were praising a God who did a miraculous miracle in their life.
这就是他们赞美以后，这个神迹发现了。
And brothers, sisters, it's the same God who has done a miraculous thing in your life and my life the day that we said to Him, Yes, I'm a sinner, and I invite you into my life. Come in and make me a new being.
那是同样的神，他拯救了我们，赦免了我们的罪，来到我们的生活里面。
I trust as you go through this next week that you will begin to be a praising person.
我相信你在下个星期里边，你就是一个会赞美神的人。
About all that God has done for you.
任何事情，神对你们做了什么？
The blessings, the future.
你的神的保佑，将来。
There's a group that sings contemporary songs.
有一个会众，他们会唱那个赞美诗的。
And they sing a song that's entitled, Let Everything Give Praise to God.
他们赞美主，把一切都赞美，荣耀都归给主。
Let me close with the lyrics of this song.
让我来把这首诗告诉你们。
As long as I'm breathing,
在我还是有最后一口呼吸的时候，
I've got reason to,
我有理由说，
Praise the Lord,
赞美主。
Praise the Lord, oh my soul,
赞美主，用我的全心全身。
I won't be quiet,
我不要沉默。
My God is alive,
我的神是活的。
So how can I keep it inside?
我怎么能够把它藏在里面呢？
Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
赞美我的主，用我的全心全身。
And I ask you, brothers and sisters, can you say with me, Praise the Lord, let's do it together.
大家一起说，赞美主。
Let's do it together. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen.谢谢这个牧师正道哈，那我们现在来一起来回应一首就是 Sunny Song 的诗歌 ，OK。